For today's edition of In Touch, we talk to Mark Schauer, Iowa State University Extension entomologist, about the emerald ash borer. We'll discuss signs, treatment, and what the state is doing to stop the spread of the bug here in Iowa. We'll start off with him explaining what the recent discovery of the bug here in this part of the state means.
Well, it means that the insect probably was moved over or flew over from Illinois, since it's only about 30 miles away from that, and that residents that want to start protecting their ash trees from emerald ash borer can start doing so. Fortunately, there are some trees, we're not sure how many yet, have got an emerald ash borer infestation already working in their trees. So we've identified several, but again, we haven't gone through and looked at all the neighborhoods or all the trees to find out.
And if a tree does have the larva in it, is it too late to save it?
Well, generally, when a tree is showing symptoms, where the most obvious symptom people could see is the top of the tree, called the crown, when about half of the crown is gone, it's too late to do anything. If there's just 40% or less of the crown has been affected, there are curative treatments for that insect.
And what are those treatments that are available?
Well, the active ingredient, primary active ingredient, is imamectin benzoate, which is also called triage. And another of several products have active ingredient of imidacloprid. Those are both injected either into the tree, as in triage case, and imidacloprid, but also imidacloprid could be injected into the soil or soil drenched, depending on the size of the tree.
And is this something that landscaping companies or lawn care companies are offering, or do they have to go to a state agency?
Don't have to go to a state agency, but there are people in the green industry that are familiar with doing emerald ash borer treatments, and those are the ones that we're encouraging citizens to contact, the people that do have experience with treating emerald ash borer.
What's the best time of year to treat a tree with this?
Well, Nathan, the best time of the year is in the spring, from mid-April to mid-May, possibly even late May, depending on the year. That's when the tree is actively growing, it's putting on new growth, and it's transpiring or pushing out moisture as well, so it draws the materials, which are systemic, they're inside the tree, or will be inside the tree, go up inside the tree and make that tree then toxic to emerald ash borer larvae and also the adult that will feed on the leaves.
And despite that, do you think that's one of the methods that will be used to address the issue in Des Moines County yet this late summer fall?
Well, in the summer and the fall, it's probably best not to do any treatments until next spring. There are some recommendations to do treatments in the fall by some companies and some situations, some recommendations. Iowa State Extension is trying to ask people to wait until the spring, since the spring is the best time for it to go up. And then if a fall treatment is done, it has to be like 2 times the rate of a spring treatment. So it's a lot more material going in the ground. And there actually are per acre limits on the amount of insecticide that can be used to treat emerald ash borer. So we need to be careful of that so we maintain a good water quality in the area.
Well, we're in Washington County. Would you advise people, despite us being a few counties over, still treating their trees this coming spring?
You know, Nathan, that's a good question. Unless we find it between now and then, closer, within 15 miles of where people are, we're really getting recommendations from Ohio State that it's best for us to wait until that bug has moved within 15 miles of where people have concern, probably because what they have found, at least in Ohio and some other states, is that it's a waste of time and a waste of money until we know it's closer.
Is it easy to detect, or is it possible that it's already here and we just haven't found it yet?
Well, that's the good question. That's the $64,000 question. It's possible it's there. We have looked very extensively with a lot of different survey techniques and not found it except in Alamakee County and Des Moines County as of this date. And if it is elsewhere, hopefully we'll find it. It is not easy to find because some of the trees in Iowa that have had compaction issues or construction issues or string tremor against the base of the tree or lawnmower hitting the base of the tree, those ash trees kind of give the same symptoms as emerald ash borer when you first look at it to a layperson. And so then we have to go a little bit farther to see if it is emerald ash borer. But it's not one of those insects that say, hey, I'm here, come and get me.
Well, is this something that the state is actively looking for? Or are they, you know, on the lookout for the emerald ash borer in other counties?
Yes, oh, very much so. It's county, it's statewide. We've been looking in all 99 counties in Iowa. We've got a collaborative team of the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, Iowa State University, as well as the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. We're all looking for this insect in the state. And so whenever we get a citizen calling or driving by trees and we're suspect, we look whenever we can. And there's usually a concerted effort year after year after year to look for this insect. We've been doing that since, I think, 2004 in Iowa.
That was my conversation with Iowa State University Extension entomologist Mark Schauer. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.